of a dead moth folded like nun's hands in prayer. The harvest moon hung over in scarlet silhouette, and the trees were shivering in the cold, losing all their leaves to the autumn breeze. Summer's gone, too cold to hang sheets on the line. Two cold birds sang their goodbye, and the trees were shivering in the cold, losing all their leaves to the autumn breeze. Summer's gone. The scythe hisses, the reaper whispers, but who will hear? She bid adieu in October. The rustling leaves carry too much color, better winter's nakedness, and the trees were shivering in the cold, losing all their leaves to the autumn breeze. Summer's gone.
Live music here in our studio. Once again, Mike Laureano.
Morning. Here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is just barely as we're recording this, but yeah. Welcome to the show. We've been talking about doing this for a long time.
We have.
Finally doing it.
Finally did it. Thanks for the invite.
Appropriate song there to kick things off. Summer is definitely no longer here. It's been a little chilly lately. Today's nice, though. It's very nice.
The leaves haven't quite gone full yet. The tops are.
By the time folks hear this, they'll probably be much further along. But yeah. Up from Providence, Rhode Island, I believe you are.
Yeah, Providence. Been there for about 12 years. Before that, Fall River, Mass, my hometown.
A good old town there.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody has to come from Fall River. Might as well be me.
Rough and tumble Fall River.
John Gorka talks about New Jersey, right? We feel the same way about Fall River. I talk that way. Except I talk that way. He doesn't talk that way.
Old whaling town, Fall River, Massachusetts.
Yeah. New Bedford. Mostly New Bedford did the whaling, but Fall River, the mills, the cotton mills.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But a lot of workers probably did from Fall River, probably did do whaling. My grandfather was, great-great-grandfather was a whaler. Got a song about that, actually.
Careful what you lead into.
All right, right.
But yeah, it's great to have you here. Maybe you can get you to play another one.
Sure, we'll do. Do a song for Leonard Cohen. Wrote this back in November when Leonard Cohen passed away. It's called Brother Leonard. November's grieving, Brother Leonard.
leaving, will they bury you with a new felt hat? Your house is in order, you'll soon cross the border, impeccably dressed in black. There'll be caviar and an open bar when you pass through that door and enter the Tower of Song. A glass of Bordeaux, a Marlboro, you'll be coughing with Hank Williams till dawn. You were born in a suit, it's your class attribute, old school honor and pride. You did not like your voice, but you had no choice. You were holy and broken inside. And we are so grateful that you were able to drop to your knees and sing, to hold it up to the light and testify to be free as a songbird in spring. You're heading back home on the wings of a poem. Break open a hole in the sky. When old Montreal wraps you up in her shawl, you will arrive. The St. Lawrence River will sparkle like silver. The bells of Notre Dame will ring. Our Lady of the Harbor will pray in your hour, and a drunk in the choir will sing. November is grieving, Brother Leonard is leaving through a crack of light in the sky.
Mike Laureano for you once again here on Out of the Woods. And one for Leonard Cohen there. You were just up in his neighborhood, weren't you?
Yeah, we made a little pilgrimage up to Old Montreal. I've been meaning to do that for a while. And I used to play hockey as a kid, and I always, you know, felt guilty having the Canadians were my team, not the Boston Bruins.
Uh-oh.
So Les Canadiens sont là. So we finally made the trip up there to Old Montreal. And then, of course, we went by Leonard Cohen's home on, which is, strangely enough, he chose to live in the Portuguese neighborhood, which I loved. And right across the street from his house is Parque de Portugal, you know, which is really cool. So we went there, took a picture of course. And then we ate at the little, had breakfast at the bagel shop that he used to, I guess the story was he'd go in there on occasion with his laptop, sit there at the little round stool and type away, and people come in, everybody knew it was Leonard Cohen, no one bothered him, so that's kind of nice. Oh, what a beautiful, it was a beautiful weekend, and Montreal was just great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So were the Canadiens doing any exhibition games up there?
I think they're like, lost six straight games, exhibition games, so we didn't go to the Forum or anything. We didn't do any hockey, we didn't have enough time for that, but maybe next time, I'd love to go there. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, that one has that sort of Jack Hardy flavor to it, doesn't it, that song?
The melody does. You know, I used to write a lot of melodies. I mean, I wrote, that's probably a 20-year-old melody, and I remember I asked, when I played it, Jack's getting pretty good at this, you know, and I said, well, what do you think, Jack? Would you like, Jack never co-wrote. I said, would you like to write lyrics to this? He goes, and he was going to do it. Of course, he didn't get to do it. He passed away, so, And then I had probably three sets of lyrics written to that melody, and they never really worked, you know. And then when Leonard Cohen passed away, I told my dad, who's 81, about the same age as Leonard Cohen, I said, "Dad, Leonard Cohen passed." He goes, "Leonard Cohen?" He goes, "Oh, the guy with the soft hat." And that was sort of, you know, "Brother Leonard, you're leaving, you know, will they bury you with a new felt hat?" You know, and it kind of just worked its way from there fairly quickly. They don't know. Usually I struggle with them. The lyrics are really hard for me to do. It's like, I feel like I'm being crucified, you know, when I write them. They're really tough. My wife will tell you, my wife said, "You're not the only one." She has to put up with it. She's my best editor. She is my editor, and she has a good BS meter, and when I throw a line out there, you know. So I can write lots of melodies, but I wish I had someone that could help me with the lyrics. I mean, I'll get there sometimes, but a lot of times the song will have to be abandoned because it's just not not up to snuff. I could hear Jack telling me, you know, "You already wrote that one, you know, you gotta."
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, folks don't know, you were part of the Jack Hardy band for a number of years.
Yeah, 12 years I was the bass player in the Jack Hardy band, and it's kind of a funny little story, I'll just quickly tell it. You know, I met Jack, and he asked me if I would go to him to Kerrville, and I was just a songwriter, a singer-songwriter. I used to go to his weekly Monday nights down in New York. So I said, "Sure, I'll go with you." He says, "Well, we're going to drive in a car." And we got in a car, and I didn't realize that Jack had to do all the driving. Jack would not let anyone else drive. He was notorious for this. And he was a great driver, but it's just, you know, after a while, you want to get behind the wheel. Anyway, trapped in a car with Jack Hardy for 32 hours was something. You really get to know someone, you know. And anyway, spent a lot of time in Kerrville. And then when I got back, it was about 6 months later, I got a call from Jack saying, "You know, Mikey, you know, you play bass, right?" And I said, "No, I don't. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play guitar." He says, "I'm going to Europe and Switzerland and Germany in April, and I'm looking for a bass player." And I went, I think I can do that. I think I can play bass. And it was pretty easy to play bass with Jack because he always wanted just the basic notes. He didn't want you to play like a guitar player. So that was good because I didn't know how to play the bass. So it worked out well, and played bass and sang the high harmony, you know, in the band. And we did 12 years until he passed away. I would play the song I wrote for Jack, but I probably should mix up the one tribute song from another. trying to think what else I should do. I'll do a song I wrote that's a title track to my CD, Tightrope, the latest one. It's inspired by famous French highwire walker, Philippe Petit. He made two famous walks, one in 74 between that everyone knows. But another walk that he made is more importantly was the one he did in when he walked across the Ben Hinnom Valley in Jerusalem in 87, and that separates the Arabs from the Jews. And when he did that walk, he released the dove at the midpoint as a symbol of peace. And you know, it was pretty extraordinary because the people were pretty much at each other's throats. But when he got to the midpoint and let the dove go, it landed on his head, and the crowd started loosening up and laughing. They thought it was part of the act, and it wasn't. And then they could sense that Philippe was pretty distressed by that. And then something magical and beautiful happened. Both sides began to clap in unison to his footsteps. And in doing so, they all sort of crossed, they call it the Valley of Hell, the Ben Hinnom Valley. Right. So they all crossed the Ben Hinnom Valley of Hell together in peace. So this is called Tightrope. Between the twin towers, Philippe walked high wire in a universe of clouds where faith replaces doubt. The crowd looked up at the cold steel wire. When he stepped out, they became a choir. A thousand voices rose up to his. Together they crossed the abyss. humanity. A symphony rise above religion and race. The give and take a tightrope makes, meet in the middle in peace. They strung a wire in Jerusalem. Tension high, end to end, through the quarters that divide her people. He crossed between them over the valley of hell. They stood apart, the Arabs and the Jews. Philippe balanced above in view. They did not know he would release a dove. They did not know they'd cheer out of love. Humanity, a symphony, rise above religion and race. The give and take a tightrope makes, meet in the middle in peace. Humanity, a symphony, rise above religion and race. The give and take a tightrope makes, meet in the middle in peace.
Mike Laureano, once again for you here on Out of the Woods and Tightrope. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
And that movie, too. You saw that, I'm sure.
Yeah, Man on Wire. There's a couple of them. It's a documentary and a movie, yeah. I did a little video of that, of the song, and I kind of, I guess you could say I purloined some of those images from that movie into the video. You know, if you're afraid of heights, you shouldn't watch it. It's pretty like, whoa.
Oh, good, you good visuals to think about.
Yeah, right.
Writing a
right.
song, sure.
Yeah. So that was Philippe Petit. That was an inspiration. I was on the latest CD. I'm trying to think of, let's see. Did a song for my grandfather on the CD. Could do that one. He worked for the WPA back in the day. He was out of work for, you know, it was like most men in the during the Great Depression. And he was grateful to get a job working for the WPA. And as a kid growing up in Fall River, he used to drive around a lot in his old 51 pickup truck. And he'd drive through the city and he'd always be pointing out at a sidewalk or a little bridge. He said, I built that. I poured the concrete. You know, he was very proud. And he would tell me that a dirty shirt is honest work. It's not about the pay. You know, they didn't want to be on the dole. They didn't pay them much, but he'd rather make, you know, $50 a month than, you know, be on the dole. So that was sort of the where a line in that song comes from.
Ah, okay.
You know, so, and he always had wore overalls, and they were always dirty, so he always lived by his wits and his hands. So this is called Dig a Little Deeper for my granddad, inspired for that generation. Of my old granddad in the cotton mills as a boy, a 12-hour day at a lunch pail wage in torn overalls, I can still hear him say, God bless the WPA. A dirty shirt is honest work. It's not about the pay. When times get tough, dig a little deeper. Never give up. Dig a little deeper. Grandma cooked alone. Her cupboard bare the bone. She could still make soup from whatever she found. Make it smell like home. Her firstborn nearly dies, just granddad by her side. With weathered hands, the working man delivered his son alive. When times get tough, dig a little deeper. Never give up, dig a little deeper. Granddad shoveled at dawn, building bridges and roads for a song. He moved a mountain of stone to feed 8 kids at home. I wanna be that strong. When times get tough, dig a little deeper. Never give up. When times get tough, dig a little deeper. Never give up, dig a little deeper.
Mike Laureano. And one about your dad there.
Yeah, my granddad. He's on
your
the
granddad.
Back.
Yeah,
he's the guy on the back of that. Yeah.
There, yeah. Yeah, if you look at the new CD, or the latest CD, Tightrope, there's a great old shot here of a couple guys sitting down on the job.
They got chisels in their head. They were on their lunch break. I have to think back.
Well, he's holding the hammer. They're doing something. He's trying to open an oyster or something.
Probably, yeah. I love that shot, yeah.
Yeah, the look on his face doesn't say work.
Oh, yeah, well, probably not, yeah. They had all day to do it, so, yeah. I think they were breaking little big stones into little stones.
Oh, sure.
It was probably like prison, so no rush.
In the gravel yard with a number for my name.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mike Laureano's here. He's got his guitar. We've been talking about some of these songs, and is this the whole collection here of the CDs?
Yeah. When I played with Jack, I stopped writing, for about 12 years when I met Jack, and I was just his bass player. And then when he passed away, I kind of felt, wow, I really enjoyed playing out and doing this. I probably should get back doing this, And so Jack passed away in 2011. So in 2013, is when my first album came out, Pushing Back Wintertime, and then 2015 I put out the second, Road Signs, and then 2 years later I put out, so I've been writing a lot. I'm probably going to go on input mode for a while and take a break. So I have 3 albums out in the span of 4 years. And there are a few songs on it that are, particularly the first album, that were older songs, but the last 2 albums are songs I've written in the last few years. And as someone said, I've probably... pruned my entire family tree. You know, I have a song about my mother, my father, my grandfather. You know, I'm kind of running out of family members to talk about. Wrote a song about my friend who passed away, Michael Troy,
right,
who was a great folk singer on the in his own right, from my hometown. So yeah, I'm probably gonna go on input mode for a while, and you know, political rants. I've done a few of those. You know, shine a light on Washington and Little Red Wing Blackbirds. Although I still play them out because we still have we're gonna have somebody around for probably 3 more years.
Yeah, there's plenty to say.
There's plenty to say. Although I'm really like, I don't know. So. We have to keep saying it.
That's right. Yeah, you're good at doing a lot of tributes, that's for sure, on these CDs and whatnot.
Yeah. But, if I know them, you know, if I feel like I can, I don't do it on, I don't just say I'm going to write a song about that, but if it happens that way, you know, like the song I wrote for Jack, my Mike Troy. Leonard Cohen just sort of, I don't know, I mean, I never saw him once, I never met him, but he certainly inspired me through all the years, you know, and everyone else, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's a beast, as they say.
A giant.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a giant.
Yeah, you had some of the other Jack Hardy Band folks helping you out on some of your recordings, too, like Tom Duvall.
Tom Duvall is featured on each of the albums, playing electric guitar, and he sings some harmony. On the first one, he played even a little bit of drums and banjo and stuff. Tom met Jack when Tom was, I think, a student at Columbia University in the early 80s, and he became Jack's, I think he was a bass player for a little while, and he became predominantly his guitar player. But Tom's a bass player too, but he's a phenomenal musician. He plays violin, he plays guitar, he plays bass, you know, he plays all, you know, keyboards, he plays everything, and he sings like a bird. His harmonies are. So when we met, when I got in the band, it was the three of us, Jack, myself, and Tom Duvall, and it just gelled, you know, singing harmonies with Tom. And so when I started recording, I thought I couldn't think of anybody else I'd rather have, you know. I have my two brothers who play bass and cajon drums, but Tom Duvall is just very natural at it and has that style, you know. It sounds
right.
A lot of people say that sounds like a Jack Hardy song. I say, well, you know, it is the band, two-thirds of the band.
I think that's what sucked me in originally when I got your CD. I had no idea, and you know, and then I heard that sound. I'm like, hey, wait a second here. Who is this guy? I love Jack Hardy. Why is this guy trying to sound like Jack Hardy? Well, he played with Jack Hardy. That's why.
Exactly. Well, maybe I should play my tribute to Jack Hardy. I wish I had Tom Duvall here. His guitar part on the recording, the guitar really is beautiful. He does all this mellifluous electric guitar, spooky lines. This is called Let Go for Jack. Your wine glass is nearly empty. No sadder sight. You would say, I'll fill it up if you will tell me you have a new song to play. Your black guitar, depression beauty, your raspy voice above a hush, never guilty of too pretty, but always held a royal flush. Let go, let it go. Through the heart, through the bone. Played them all in Kerrville, Texas, and in the pubs of County Clare, and in the heart and ribs of Memphis, at rendezvous swigging beer, and in your green velvet jacket whisper in your Irish tales, clicking heels, doing magic, dropping coins in your ale. Let go, let it go. Bitter, some were sweeter, and some could make you cry. Your songs took no prisoners, they never apologize. The wine in your glass is all gone, so are you, my friend, but I'd open you a Jeroboam. If only you could play again. But ain't it like you to leave me to talk to myself all night long? If you were here, what would you do? You'd say, shut up and sing a song. Let go, let it go.
For Jack Hardy there. Yeah.
Great song. Shut up and sing the song. That's how you would say, you know.
Yeah, yes. I got that on the back of the t-shirt.
Oh, you have the t-shirt? Yeah, you have that one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Mike Laureano's here with us on Out of the Woods. We have our quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.